Welcome back to another edition of the Pick Six. I'm your host, Mike Wobshall, coming to you from Xfinity Studios at Winter Park. The draft is approaching. You guys have a lot of questions, so let's get to work and answer some of them. The first question comes from Andrew. Do you see the Vikings addressing a different need at number 11 other than wide receiver? Sure. I don't think it's a sure thing the Vikings will address wide receiver at number 11. They certainly could. There are a lot of good ones in this draft, but the Vikings added Mike Wallace, and they have a bunch of young guys on the roster already. So there are a lot of different ways the Vikings can go in the first round. They can go offense or defense. They could even go with a defensive end. The way they chase Michael Johnson, maybe they have defensive end on their mind. Maybe they want to add another linebacker to pair with Anthony Barr. Maybe they want to address a secondary. I don't think it's a sure thing at all that they'll go with wide receiver. But if when they get to number 11, wide receiver is the top position on their board, they could take that guy too. Our next question comes from Tony in Montana. If the Bears were to use their first-round pick on a wide receiver, would it be prudent for the Vikings to select a cornerback to counteract since we have to play Chicago twice a year? I don't think so. I think a team goes into the draft with a draft board and with a plan, and you follow that plan regardless of what teams in your division do ahead of you. Certainly, you have to respond throughout the season and throughout the year to what teams in your division are doing, but I don't think it should guide your entire draft. You have to stay true to your board and address the team the best way you know how. The next question comes from Paul. Do you think the Vikings might take a trade for the number 11 pick? Well, the Vikings have traded back in each of the past few drafts. 3 years ago, we traded back and got Matt Khalil. Last year, we traded back and got Anthony Barr. So that is something the Vikings have done under Rick Spielman, and it wouldn't surprise me if they do it again this year. But it also wouldn't surprise me if they stay put at number 11 and just take the best player on their board. The next question comes from Anthony. What is the most underrated position in football, in your opinion? Tough question. You can go a lot of different ways, but I'm going to go with defensive tackle. It's a position that's not often in the limelight. They don't always get a bunch of sacks. And a lot of times, a defensive tackle's number one job is to take up blockers to free other players to make plays. Take up blockers to let the defensive ends rush the passer. Take up blockers to let linebackers run and tackle. So just because those defensive tackles aren't always in the stat sheet, it doesn't mean they aren't impacting the game. I think if you have a good defensive tackle or two, you have a better defense. We saw the Vikings defensive line be the strength of the team last year, and I think a big reason for that was the play of Tom Johnson and Sharif Floyd and Shamar Stephen and Linval Joseph. Those guys were good players for the Vikings last season, so it's no surprise that because they were good, the defensive line had a great season as a whole. Adam in Mankato asks, is Charles Johnson the real deal? We need to know that before the draft. Well, I'm on the side of yes. I don't think Charles Johnson has arrived. I still think he can improve, but I do think he's the real deal, and I think he can be a contributor for the Vikings in 2015. To me, he's not just a flash in the pan. He had 31 receptions in 12 games. He had a 6-catch game. He had a 5-catch game. He had a 100-yard game, and he had 2 touchdowns. In the limited playing time that he got. So I think we've just scratched the surface when it comes to Charles Johnson, and I'm excited he's a part of our team. The last question goes to Alex. Any news with the Vikings draft party this year? Yes, the Miller Lite Vikings draft party. It will be Thursday night, April 30th, the same night as the first round of the 2015 NFL draft. It'll be in the Minneapolis Convention Center. Doors open at 5:30. Go to Vikings.com for more information and to buy tickets. It's always a fun time. Go there, trust me, you'll enjoy it. Stay tuned to Vikings.com for much more. You can go to the website, check out coverage of the MVC tryouts. You can check out our draft coverage. And you can also take a look at some film of Washington defensive tackle Danny Shelton. Watch that guy ruin game. That'll do it for this week's edition of the Pick Six. We'll be back next week, so please continue to send your questions in to the email address right here at the bottom of the screen. We'll see you next week.